Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, November 12th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And today is the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. And today, as I record, it's also Veterans Day. And so a very heartfelt thank you to all of our veterans. For the veterans you know and love in your life, give them a special thank you today. Reach out to them. Give them a hug. And just express your gratitude for their service to this great country of ours. As we prepare ourselves for the podcast today, I'd like you to just think for a moment that while you might be in your home or on your morning walk or wherever it is that you listen to the podcast, you're not alone. This is a little congregation of, on a Sunday or over the weekend, about 50 people engage with the podcast. We are not a mega church, that's for sure, but we are a dedicated and faithful group of folks who are from across the country, seriously from coast to coast, north to south, folks, friends that are regulars with us who are in New York and throughout Florida, friends in the Carolinas, I'm just going top of mind, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Arkansas, Oklahoma. I know we've got friends in Denver that listen. They check in from time to time. And friends out on the West Coast, shout out to Pam. And just thank you all for your prayerful engagement with the podcast. And today, it may sound different to you because I'm actually coming to you recording on my back porch. So you can hear, I'll key up the mic a little bit. That is the gentle hum of Interstate 10 in the background here in lovely Pensacola, Florida. So, okay, with all that being said, let's do what is our practice and custom here as we begin to engage in worship and in God's Word. Let's just breathe. Let's take a minute to breathe and to let it go. To do it again, take in that gift of life, our breath, and to thank God for it, and call to mind those moments in your life that are precious, that are affirming of faith, the people in your life that just light you up inside, opportunities you might have had, things coming up in the week ahead that you are grateful for. Give thanks to God for all of it. Turn your face toward the heavens. Allow a smile to come. And in this spirit, in this posture, let's begin together in worship. Let's join together in the opening prayer. You can find the opening prayer printed in the digital bulletin. Excuse me. If you go just to the left of where you found today's podcast, you will see just below there, you see a notes tab. Click on that and the bulletin will come up for you. I give you a second to do that. And let's begin. You let us choose, O God, between you and the false gods of this world. In the midst of the night of sin and death, wake us from our slumber. And call us forth to greet Christ, so that with eyes and hearts fixed on him, we may follow to eternal light. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew's Gospel in the 25th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No. There will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. But the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for the gift of this day and for the gifts of life and love and family and faith, the gift of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We call out to you, God, and we pray for your inspiration today, for your wisdom and your vision. Help us to truly hear the word that you have for us in this moment, to take it into our hearts and allow it to change us, inspire us, challenge us. And we ask that you would save us from distraction and misinterpretation. We pray all of this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. Do you ever have an event that's coming up? You know it's on the calendar. You can see it. And you have plenty of time to prepare for it. And then all of a sudden, it seems that time has flown by and you've got about, 8 or 10 things that you still need to do to get prepared for that event. Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. We tend to do that around the holidays. And so often at the last minute, at least if you're me, if you're kind of a foolish bridesmaid, you're still scrambling to get the last minute details together for this thing, again, that you've known is coming, and you even have a date on the calendar for it. Preparedness is one of the things that Jesus is trying to teach his disciples here in the 25th chapter of Matthew, because this is his last opportunity, his last discourse, his last teaching moment before things take a turn, before Matthew offers us what we know as the passion narrative, Jesus' betrayal and suffering and death. that is very near as he's teaching them. And he wants them to be prepared. Also prepared for a moment when everything is put right. And so he offers a series of teachings. And today we have this very interesting story about bridesmaids preparing for a wedding feast. The bridegroom is coming, and they have a role to play. They're bridesmaids. Some of them are wise, and some of them are foolish. Some of them are the ones like that friend of yours that always seems to have their act together. They got enough gas in the car. They got enough oil on the lamps. They always have a little extra something in the fridge just in case company comes over. They're wise. They're good economists. They seem to really have their stuff together. And then there are those that Jesus names as foolish. These five are very excited. They know that the wedding feast is coming, and perhaps they're too busy worrying about their hair and nails to think about their essentials, about this lamp oil that they're going to need, so that they can see their way to the feast and find their way back home. And as Jesus tells the story, they come to a moment when the bridegroom is delayed. And so they all fall asleep. But when the shout comes that the bridegroom is on his way, those that have prepared are ready. They can light their lamps and get going. Those that have neglected something essential are going to have to run into town and get oil and hopefully make it in time for the feast. Well, as it turns out, they don't make it in time for the feast, and their lack of preparation costs them dearly. They're not invited in. In fact, the Lord of the feast says, "I don't even know you." Now, this can be a very difficult parable to read, and intentionally so. I think Jesus intends this parable to be sobering and jarring, to encourage his disciples to stay awake, because what's coming will be very distracting. What's coming may knock them off course. What's coming may even result in somewhat the opposite of what the parable says, where the Lord of the feast says to the bridesmaids, I don't know you. Peter gets so disoriented in the next chapter that he denies knowing the Lord of the feast. As I've been considering this parable this week and being convicted by it, because I have to say that more often than not, I think I fall under the heading of the foolish. I mean, how many times have I got my priority list jumbled in a silly things like leaving the house without car keys or a briefcase or notes that I need, forgetting some priority or another, making sure I have enough gas to get to where I'm going. But more importantly, there are those times when I can come down to the end of the week and I feel depleted. Maybe I feel a little depressed or discouraged. And if I take a moment to reflect on the previous day, the previous week, the events that have led up to that moment of feeling depleted, pardon me, I usually realize it's because I've neglected first things. I've neglected to fill my lamp with oil. If the oil is the thing that we need in the lamp so that we can see our way around in the dark, then there are spiritual things that we need to fill ourselves with so that we can see our way around when the world gets dark. It's a time right now, and maybe all times feel like this, but I think acutely right now, I think people ask me now more than ever, Pastor, do you think we're in the end times? I always defer to Jesus' answer. You won't know the hour or the day. But live your life as if it is. That is, not in a panic, but just continually doing the next right thing. And first and foremost, the oil in the lamp is the prayer and scripture. is the fasting if you need to, the radical sobriety, if you will, to think of fasting that way, to cast off those things, not taking in those things that distract or diminish you, make you tired, empty your wallet unnecessarily. But I know, getting back to my point here, I know this, that so often if I'm feeling discouraged or distracted or anxious, it's because I didn't pay attention to first things. And those first things are prayer, daily and regular conversations with God. And I know we all do that in different ways, and it's a challenge for some of us, but get in the habit of just talking to God, to name God, and to come to God with the stuff that is on your to-do list. Come to God with the stuff that is on your wish list, on your prayer list, your petitions for friends and family. Fill yourself up with the rich oil that is prayer. And this good word, our sacred stories, our scriptures. There are so many wonderful resources out there to reflect on short passages of scriptures, entire books in the Bible. That's the lamp oil as far as I can tell. But what of this relationship between the wise and the foolish? Do the wise have any responsibility to the foolish? And likewise, do the foolish have any responsibility to the wise? Well, yes. I think another component of this oil is our relationship with one another. That before the hour comes, maybe it's on the wise person's heart. I have people like this in my life, and I pray you do too. When someone notices you're about to leave the house with no oil in your lamp, they encourage you to fill it up. If you're about to leave the house without your keys or the letters that you were supposed to drop in the mailbox, do you have that wise person? Or sometimes you are that wise person to the other. That before the hour is late and before the cry goes out, here he comes, we've looked out for one another. This idea of one another as lamp oil. In doing a little poking around, I was surprised to, I guess not that surprised now that I think about it, but that there are so many statements that involve a kindness or a grace toward one another throughout our scriptures. I'll just read a sampling of them. Love one another. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another. Live in harmony with one another. Build up one another. Be like-minded toward one another. Accept one another. Admonish one another. Care for one another. Serve one another. Bear one another's burdens. Forgive one another. Be patient with one another. Speak the truth in love. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Submit to one another. Consider others better than yourself. Look to the interests of one another. Bear with one another. Teach one another. Comfort one another. Encourage one another. Exhort one another. Stir up, provoke, or stimulate one another to love and good works. Show hospitality to one another. Enjoy the gifts that God has given us for the benefit of one another. Clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Pray for one another and confess your faults to one another. Throughout the New Testament scriptures, we are called to love one another. And as it relates to this week's text, to fill one another's lamps so that when the time comes, we're truly prepared with the spiritual gifts to be able to be awake and to see clearly the path that leads to the wedding feast And then all of us stand at the door and we knock and we are welcomed because we have loved one another in the name of Christ. Let's be prepared in the most important way by taking care of one another in the name of our Lord Jesus. And we will find grace for today and hope for tomorrow, and that our lamps will be full, that we will have oil to spare for one another. It's good news, to which I say, Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day, for the gifts of life and love and family, for the gift of your word, which is a lamp unto our feet. And we pray, oh God, you know that we are foolish. So often we can be foolish and impulsive and impetuous and short-sighted. And so in those moments, we pray that you would bless us with a brother or sister to come alongside, that you would fill us with your help, your Holy Spirit, so that our lives would be full and rich with your grace. We pray for this good world, O God. We live in a moment in time that can feel very desperate, that can feel very unsettling and fearful. But when we pause and we turn toward you and we pray and we seek your guidance and your counsel, we realize that all is well. And we thank you for this. And God, you know us. You know our hearts. You know the stuff that's going on in our lives right now, the things that are wonderful, and the things that just light us up, and we give you thanks for these good things. And then there are the things that are troublesome, health issues, money issues, career stuff, things going on in our families. And so we receive the gift that is this time of prayer with you. And we make quiet space to just sit in your presence and share our hearts with you. And in this moment, we pray to feel your presence and hear your voice. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gift of peace and quiet. Help us to practice peace and quiet on a daily basis, to fill our lamps with your anointing oil. And we celebrate our faith. We are blessed with a prayer that you shared with your first students. We've memorized it in different ways, but we pray, O God, that you will hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Thank you. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we will do so mindful of our wisdom and our foolishness, mindful of our need for one another and our complete dependence on our good God, God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.